Hi, everybody. Welcome back. If you're coming back for more. Oh, great. A creditor. You want to hear this? This is how we're opening the show. How can I help you? Hello? Oh.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Wake up, folks. It's Andy Dick, and this is Addicted.
Inside the mind of Andy Dick, so many ways to turn. So take your pick inside the mind of Andy Dick.
We have a very esteemed doctor on today's show. Doctor, please, Brandy, can you introduce the
I'm
doctor?
Gary Quinn, and I'm here with Andy Dick.
Oh,
I'm
an
international life coach. I travel the world. I change people's lives. I tune into people's energies, and I try to calibrate them to live their best life or change their best life.
Ooh.
And I look into their soul. I just don't give you a prescription.
I'm trying not to look into his eyes.
And the key is to really look at, you know, people around the world are having a lot of stress, and a lot of people deal with stress, or they deal with issues in different ways. So we assimilate things from childhood, really. And especially going on right now in the COVID, you know, people are having to look within themselves, and they're either having a breakdown or a breakthrough. And most people are having breakdowns, you know. And when Andy,
when you
start to look at a breakdown, would you say it is like almost human combustion, or is it just periodically, or is it triggered, or when does it happen? Morning, noon, or night?
With me?
Yeah.
You know what? It happens after a horrible relationship,
okay.
and it lasts.
Okay.
So it's morning, noon, and night.
Okay. How many bad relationships have you had?
Besides all of them?
Correct.
Like 15, 20.
Okay. All right. We got to look at this as a pattern.
Jesus Christ. Well, you really are just getting right into it with me.
And you have to
look like that about you.
You have to look at Andy. Okay. When we're children, we're growing up. And you wouldn't be normal if you didn't have issues. You're not a robot. So growing up, we are sponges. And so everything you've ever seen, experienced, or whatever you had, you started to say, okay, this is who I am. And sometimes we grow up and we look at it and we say, okay, why did I do that? That was kind of stupid. But we look at, when we start to take responsibility, and if I said, Andy, what was the worst time in your childhood that you would say, oh my God, that was a top 10 or the number one thing that made me feel bad, sad, angry, pissed off? Was there ever a moment, and it could be from age 5 to 10, 10 to 12, what happened?
Like
something happened
to me.
Or someone said something to you that made you feel small, betrayed, hurt, angry, any of those above?
Just, you know, my dad was just very angry guy.
Okay.
He didn't never hit me, but he would hit my brother.
Okay.
And I would watch that.
And that made you feel what? Hurt?
Helpless.
Helpless. Okay. And
I was a kid too.
Did he ever say like nasty things to you, or Andy, you're a, you know, something, something, or you're this?
Didn't need to.
Just his look.
Yeah. Cause he knew I was, he caught me actually.
Okay.
With a guy.
Okay. And what did mom do? Did she do anything, or she was?
Well, first of all, they're both dead.
Okay.
I'm done talking about them.
Okay. Okay. But you feeling that made you feel something. And when you look at, you know, and here's the thing is when we start to build up these, I would say, small movies of things that happened, what's happening is that you start to trigger those things growing up. And then you start to, we start to act them out. I mean, actually,
it
I used to-
It's weird how you got, I haven't thought about, there's one, sorry, I'm eating nuts. The one time where my dad really was beating the shit out of my brother.
Right.
It really upset me. Bad.
Well, it's still in there.
Yeah.
You
but
know?
I've never thought, I haven't thought about it in probably 20, 30
well,
years.
Well, the thing is that those memories are locked in there like a download. And unless you release it, you're going to continue. Those movies are going to still be fed
well,
on that
like
energy.
It's that big of a deal.
Well, it's in your subconscious. And, you know, for example, one of my clients in Rome, you know, when she was growing up, her
I
father,
love Rome,
her
by
father,
the way.
Isn't it great? The pasta, everything.
Oh God! Ben Stiller set me up in one of the piazzas,
right?
I think they call them
by the Spanish Stairs, or we remember where it was.
There was a bunch of them. Yeah,
okay.
It was.
Yeah,
I can't remember which one. Sorry, I'm done eating the nuts. It's so rude of me. I'm the worst host. Yeah. Mm.
And you were there for how long?
Zoolander. For a month.
Oh, Zoolander. Yes.
For a month. Zoolander 2.
Yeah.
For a month.
Yeah.
And he put me up. Me and my family. I was bringing people in left and right.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Who's your friend that lives there?
Well, anyway, she works for the Italian consulate. And anyway, what happened was, this is what happened to her growing up. When she grew up in Ireland, she was 7 years old. And her father used to get so drunk, he would come home and the kids would be hiding under the bed, her brothers and her other two brothers and her. And then the older one was standing guard. And the father would come home and beat the shit out of them.
Oh, God.
And then he would have sex with one of them.
Oh, God.
And the older brother would just watch and do nothing. And
wait, would he have sex with
no,
one of the guys?
No, he did nothing. But then the
no.
mother...
The father.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely.
With the guys?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
With everybody. They never knew who was getting beat up and who was getting molested.
Fucked.
Yes, exactly. And
that's absolutely horrible.
What happened was the mother was downstairs.
I always laugh when it's so tragic.
Well, yeah.
That's the only way I can cope.
But what happened, Andy, was she started to eat herself silly her whole life. She was about, I'd say, about 100 pounds overweight. And until we did the forgiveness exercise of that, she then started to, her life was never working right up until this point, 50 years old. Her father had died, her mother had died.
I'm 54, by the way.
Okay.
I meant to ask you, how old are you?
I just turned 62.
What?
Yes.
I hate you. You look younger than me, you fucking bitch.
But it's because I don't drink.
I'm done.
I don't.
Right, this interview's over.
But you too can look young. That's the key.
Right. Are you really? You're 62?
Yes, I know.
God damn it. It's also because you're Asian or something.
No, it's because I...
Well, what are you?
I'm half Mexican and half American. I'm American and my
and
mom
half,
is French.
And French. Half untimeless.
No, but it's...
Timeless.
It's also I'm into longevity. I'm into eating right. I trained for the Olympics since I was 12.
Were
swimming.
You ever in them?
No, I missed them. We were canceled because of the 86 games were the Russians. We were boycotted, so we didn't get to go.
But you were right there.
I was ready. I was training on the
As for what?
Swimming.
I love swimmers. They have the best bodies.
Well, it forced...
I knew I was attracted to you.
It forced
as
you to...
As soon as you walked in, I'm like, we need to start now. Look, are you kidding me with this doctor? He looks hot as hell.
So the point is that when you move forward, Andy, and you want to change your life,
mm-hmm.
it's really, do you really want to change the life? That's the question. Do you want to?
I think I'm doing great.
Okay. All right. So what is it that's your let's say, aspiration or what you really like to create?
You know what? I'm not doing great. I lied.
Okay. I figured you weren't.
I'm depressed.
Yes.
And you know what? Even if I was with, no, I'm not going there again.
With the right person?
Yeah, let's just say that.
Okay, that's not going to do it for you. You know, here's the thing is when you look at things from the, if I had the great relationship, if I had the good career, if I had more money, you would say, okay, I'm going to.
Exactly.
But it doesn't fix it.
I know. So what's your point?
Okay, the point is you have to go within and say, do I really want to change? And I know it's the hot seat, but it's a question of you have to say, am I really wanting to be the new Andy? Or do I want to continue what I'm doing? And I think if you continue what you're doing, you're going to keep doing what you're doing. that's the factor. You know, and it's interesting. I think you have to look at, you know, everything that you want to create is a dream. What was your dream, Andy? Did you ever have a dream?
Yeah.
What was the dream? What was the dream?
Well, I accomplished it like 10 times over.
Okay.
I see my problem.
Yes. And what's the next dream?
Or is there one?
Well, I think if you don't, you're on a ship going nowhere. you could get on a boat.
You're on the road to nowhere. What do you think about money?
You know, money is energy. And when you start to look at, you want it to be, you know, have lots of money. Money is sometimes, I've known people who have had $6 million given to them. They became worse off and more neurotic with that money than when they didn't have that money.
Yeah.
So you have to understand, money is, we all need money. Money is a form of energy, what we buy, we sell. But if you're looking for something to just bring you money, Andy, it's not enough.
I'm not.
So that's why you got to find the passion.
You're not talking to me. I want you to talk to my, you know, people that might be listening.
Okay, I'll talk to your subconscious.
Well, no, I don't care about money.
Okay.
I really don't.
Well, money is a form of, let's say, trade,
here's my question.
Yes.
I guess I didn't
clarify it.
And yeah. Ask it right.
All right.
These boys and girls I date seem to really care about money.
Right. Well, also the new generation is all about money but not having to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And not that there's anything wrong with them, but I think that the ethic to work hard and make money is gone for certain people or the new generation. You know, it's rare when you see someone who is a hard worker, who is young, who's determined, and who has their life together. And I think listeners all want to know, well, how can I make more money? You know, it depends on what do you love doing, you know? And when you choose what you love doing, you start to look at, then that's what I resonate to, you know? And you know, you're as good as your last job, your last situation that you did, the last connection, you know? And if you are falling flat on your face, bye-bye. You know, it's like, that's it. You might as well just flush yourself down the toilet, you know? Is that a good idea?
Well, I have been flushed down the toilet.
Many times?
Multiple times.
And how does that feel?
Great.
Okay.
It's good cleansing.
What did you get down there? Any treasure?
Yeah, some golden nuggets.
Golden nuggets. But, you know, it's not so much about the money. It's about feeling.
Well, what do you?
I think the feeling.
Yeah, but what do you do it for?
I do it because.
Don't you like to make money?
Well, sure. But it's not my intention to. That's the.
Am I paying you to do this?
No. No, I did it because I did it.
Kindness of your heart.
Kindness of my heart. No, I think the key is
then
that.
Then you should pay me. I'm just kidding.
No, I think the key is here, Andy, is to really look at yourself and to say, could I do that just because I love doing it? And I don't need to worry about the money. The money will come. the money flows when you trust it.
Well, you must know that that's how I am.
I know yeah. you are.
That's I can't believe you're the fuck 62. I'm still,
yeah.
I want to come over there and kick you in the face.
I'll wrestle you.
Nah, you'll win. So do you still
swim? Exercise. Yeah. I went hiking this morning.
I can see your thighs.
I do
everything.
They're
about to burst your jeans or whatever.
You have to keep yourself mind, body, temple. The question is...
Oh, you have a question for me?
Good. Yes. Good. The question...
And then we... by the way, I need to take a break. I need to pee.
Oh, okay.
But we're not done. Babe.
Okay.
Don't
okay.
think we're done, doctor.
All right.
But
so
what's the question that
the
I'm going to think
is,
of when I'm in the bathroom?
What is your biggest fear?
That's what you're going to make.
That's you know, what
now
I'm
not going to be able to pee.
Well, then you'll have to answer the question. Let's take a break.
Yeah, we're taking a break. Keep recording.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Bravo Bros.
Good job.
When we start to look at within ourselves, everybody has issues. Sometimes we have to look within and say, okay, what is it that... is missing. And what's missing is a piece of yourself. You know, everybody has a gift, you know, when they come into this life. And I think that as we go through life, we sometimes look at that we're not enough, we're not good enough, we didn't do this, we're not smart enough. And if we start to look within and say, you know what, I need to give myself a break, I need to heal whatever's not working in my life, and I need to go back and forgive that situation. And what happens is when you forgive that situation, such as I forgive myself for, you know, being abused, being a jerk, being irresponsible growing up. And then what you do is you let go of that by moving forward and having a breakthrough. There's so many possibilities that one has, but when they look at the chances or the opportunities that are given and they constantly, let's say, screw off or, you know, push the wrong buttons, your reputation is marred and it never will, it's very hard to repair it. The thing is that everything you think, you create. Everything you speak, you manifest. Everything you eat, you become. And anybody there who's going through any kind of addiction, any kind of stress, or they're fearing themselves because they're not enough, or they've used, you know, alcohol or anything that has been Andy's back, you know, that it's a form of denial of like who they are. And then they lose focus thinking that this thing is going to help them or that thing is going to help them. But really, it's about It explodes in their face.
You got me with explodes in your face. Let's get to that.
So when
that going to happen?
Well, exploding in your face is things that happen as trauma, drama, or things in your life that say, you know, why isn't my life working? What happened? So, you know, the key is, Andy, mm-hmm. what do you want to have, be, and do in the next 3 months?
You know, I actually would like to have my shit together a little better. I mean, I'm doing fine financially and shit like that, but emotionally, not so much.
Okay.
So I'd like to be, you know,
what?
More happy.
More stable?
Grounded.
Okay. How are you feeling today?
I'm depressed.
Because?
There's nothing I can do.
To?
Get my boy back.
Well, how long did you have him?
3 years.
And what broke it off, you or him?
My behavior made him
run.
Break it off.
All right. So there's another person who runs.
What?
Another person who runs away. Abandonment.
Him?
Well, he left.
Yeah, but
were you sad or angry when he left?
Sad.
Okay. And are you still sad?
Why do we always get to...
What?
Him.
Well...
Every episode.
Until you let it go, you won't move forward. And that's the thing, is you have to let it go. You have to heal it, release it. Otherwise, you're not going to move forward. You stay on pause. And, you know, a lot of people keep things on pause, a bad relationship, a bad job, or something that happened to them when they were a child. You know, they were raped, they were beaten up, whatever. But at some point, you have to heal it.
I do think I was raped when I was like an infant.
And that's sad too?
Yeah, because I wish I had his number. That's dark. I don't know who it was. I don't even know if that's true.
What makes you happy? Anything make you happy?
I wish my boy would come back.
Well.
What? Is he gonna?
I don't think so. If you became the new Andy, someone who was responsible, someone who was in alliance to getting healthy, getting clear, being focused, you look at this life, it's very short, Andy. We take things for granted.
He really, now he, you know, he brought it south in the beginning. Right. Now he's bringing it way south.
Yeah, because... life is short. And when you look at, you know, I've known people, Andy, that in the last couple of years, they've been diagnosed with things and they're no longer here. And it's frightening when you look at this and you start to say, I have my time in this lifetime, so I better be the best I can. And Andy, there's a part of you that's good inside.
When you find that, give me a holler.
It's there. Mm-hmm. And you have to look at Andy that we have a choice. We can live in love or we can live in fear. And fear is based on the illusion of things that are not real or things about yourself that you've made a judgment against yourself. And tell me the things that you don't like about yourself. What do you not like about Andy?
Well, I wrote some. A couple things down. Just that I a few to words. Talk to you.
Yeah.
Well, I realize I think differently now.
Yeah.
Than I did when I was young. When I was young, I was a sprightly spring chicken.
Right.
So happy and upbeat. Now I look at life like, ooh, when am I going to die? And can somebody take me out? My misery.
But that's not the answer.
Oh, what is that?
The answer is Andy's a good person. Andy's a talented person. Andy is a gifted person. But you have to acknowledge that within you and let that shine. You don't have to convince anybody. You don't have to do crazy things.
How's that going to help me?
How's that going to help you?
I don't care.
Well, if you don't care, then you might as well just be dead. So do you want some pills or how would you want to end it?
That's my point. Thank you. Okay. So do you have pills?
Or what if I just light you on fire like a Christmas tree?
You know, I was thinking about that recently, how I'm not afraid of fire.
Fire?
I'm going to light you on fire. You better run out. You better
have
run.
Have a little fire, Scarecrow. No, but all fairness, fire is fear.
I don't have it. So.
Are you afraid of anything?
No.
You're not afraid of fire. You're not afraid of pills.
No, nothing. I'm really
not. Was there ever a person you were afraid of? Your dad you were afraid
yes.
of? Okay.
That's
so
maybe the only one.
All right. So... Did you ever, like, let go of that fear?
You're going to go right back to that.
Because it's obviously causing pain in this current life too.
Oh, says who?
Says your energy, you. Your actions, the way people respond when I say your name.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning, I did some research on you and I asked a few people in the business who are high up, who hire, and they said, I said, what do you think of Andy? And guess what they said?
Oh, he's a loose cannon.
No. They said he's talented, but next. Next. That means bye-bye. Don't waste my time.
Oh, my God.
And these are people that hire. Great.
Thanks for coming on the show.
So you better look at this. What happens if you don't have any career? Then what are you going to do? Answer that one.
Die.
Okay, so you're going to choose fire or you want pills?
Can we do both? Give me the pills, and as I'm calming down, you can light me on
fire. Okay, so that'll be the end of the show. Back to reality. What was the reasoning of you doing these podcasts? What was the accomplishment, or what did you want to start in this?
I love this
series.
Guy. He's so good. To fix me.
Okay. I know you had a couple people on. Did they do anything?
Actually, yeah. So did you. Do you have clients?
I do.
Like who?
I work with lots of...
Are you allowed to say who?
Some of them. I've worked with Seal over the years. Really wonderful guy.
What's up with his face?
Well, he got burned when he was younger.
So it was
burned. It was burned, and he
Jesus, you know what we're talking about? It was fire. Burned.
Correct, fire.
See how I laugh when it's tragic? I'm sorry.
And what was so interesting was he was working on a new album, and I don't remember, he had a Claw album.
Kiss by Rose.
Yes, you know it. And so he invited me to the Greek Theater, and he said, should I promote this? And I said, no. I said, it's demonic music. I said, you need to write about love, forgiveness, and truth. And that's what I was writing about at that moment in that book. And
how many books do you have?
I have about 8 or 9.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
How many clients do you have currently?
I mean, I have clients all over the world because I should be in Italy this week.
Well, hi, you're with me. Sorry.
I'm usually on the road.
Like Italy.
I get to work with people from all over. And you know the one thing, Andy, is everybody's the same.
We're all fucked.
Well,
let's get right to that. The climate today.
Right.
Isn't it weird, dude? Like, I'm 54, you're 62. In our, I can't speak for you, but in my lifetime, I've never seen it like this.
Well, and it's never been like this before.
Ever.
I mean, that's why I say people are having meltdowns or they're having breakthroughs. They're either breakdowns or breakthroughs. And most of my clients are having breakthroughs. They're not really melting. Yeah, I only had one. Well, because they have the principles.
No, because they have you.
Well, they have me, but I remind them.
It's because they have you.
I remind them to
you're great.
The principle.
Trust
so
me.
Are you. You're, so
well,
are you.
Don't no.
Yes, you have to say
back
yes.
On me. All right,
you have to say yes, thank you. All
right. But I'm lucky that I'm with you right now.
Okay, well, I'm happy to be right here with you in the moment.
So sweet.
You know?
I feel like you're lying.
I'm
Isn't
not.
Isn't that weird?
I'm not.
That's how... I feel that's horrible.
I'm not lying.
I hear you.
Are you seeing me? I'm looking at you. I'm here with you. And that's cool.
Yeah.
You know? So what else do you have planned today? What'd you do this morning?
I love you. You're so great. I woke up. Well, I got woken up. Wake up. No, by a knock on the door from my manager of the apartment because my daughter moved out.
Oh.
Did you guys know that, right? Did I talk about that yet? Ooh, well, because it just happened last week. My daughter came up to me. I live with her.
Right.
I got this place so that I could be with her.
Right.
And a couple days ago, she said, Dad, we're moving, because she lives there with her boyfriend. She's like, we're moving out. I'm like, wait, what? What? This is just a few days ago. We're moving out.
Why?
I
don't know.
No, I know. I know. You're looking at why.
Okay. All right.
So I'm like, I get it, and I can't even argue with you.
Okay.
But will you consider staying? No, we're out. Okay, I totally get it. I wish I could move out from me.
Right. Well, you can if you want.
Where am I going to go, Rome?
I don't know. Where do you want to go?
Rome.
Well, you could just,
you know what? I'd rather have a south of Spain city.
Maybe.
Like a little village
Malta.
In the south
Maybe
of Spain.
Maybe Malta or Greece.
No, even it's tinier.
Okay.
Little
the Island of Fire.
Fishing village in the south.
So she's moving out.
Go ahead.
And now what?
She'd moved out.
Oh, they're gone.
So, yeah. I've been laying in my apartment alone with her two stupid cats.
Right.
I thought you moved out. Are you going to take your cats?
Right.
It smells like cat piss and shit. And they meow and claw me when I'm trying to sleep. And I need sleep because I'm trying to do a podcast where I get help from the good doctor.
So you're going to go home to an empty apartment.
Don't really. You're trying to.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Vodka and water.
Okay.
So you got a problem with that?
No.
I'm always full disclosure and I'm open book. So you can ask me anything. Yeah,
all right.
Any more questions,
yes,
doctor?
Yes, all right. So, doctor in the house, Dr. Quinn Medicine Man. if...
Dr. Queer Medicine.
So if
Are you... Are you a little gay?
Maybe.
There she goes. There she is.
Mm. So anyway, uh-huh. Back to you. It's all about you.
No, okay, you're right. That's what... You're right.
It's all about you.
Well, it's supposed to be.
Well, yeah.
I don't think there's any help for me.
Well, if you say that, there won't be any help.
All right, there is. Okay. See, it doesn't matter what I say.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I need help. I want help. Hey, is there help?
So, you're doing this podcast.
Don't judge me.
I'm not.
If I smoke some pot, can we take one more break before we end the show?
No.
I have to pee. Randy, do you have a problem? You know what? Let me talk to my producer.
Okay,
real
talk
quick.
To producers.
Do you have a fucking problem, Brandy?
I have many problems.
Do they all start here? Start and end here? You know what? I wish I could fire you. I can't, because you're my boss. You know, I'm kidding. I actually do love Brandy.
Okay, she loves you too. We all love you.
That's sweet of you.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
So basically, Andy.
Yeah.
What's love mean to you?
No such thing. So
are
really? You done with that question then?
What do you mean, no such thing? Have you ever loved? Obviously you did. Because you said
when
you're
I
missing
look back
this.
On it, I'm not sure if I would call it love.
What would you call
Obsession.
It?
Obsession. You know, the only people I love are my
kids.
Yeah.
All right. Do you love Andy?
Do you have kids?
I can't. No, I don't have kids. Do you love Andy, you think?
No.
At all? Does it feel far away?
Well, I just don't think I'm the best person.
Yeah, but you are lovable.
Good. You want to give me a hug then?
Sure.
Oh, really?
Love is all there is in this lifetime. And when you start with that...
Really? Are you the Beatles now? All you need is love. Bow, 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 bow.
Anyway... We need to, like, look.
We need. By the way, why do you keep putting yourself on some kind of team that I didn't start?
Because we're here in the room with you.
I don't have a team.
There is.
There, my boy.
Team Andy.
Really?
Really?
Team Dick was what they called me on Dancing with the Stars.
Did you have fun doing that?
Oh,
no.
Absolutely not.
It was a nightmare.
I made it to number four. You know?
Right. I saw a couple episodes.
I still have bone spurs in my feet.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's pretty intense. Anyway, when we talk about you, what does that mean? When I say the word Andy, how would you translate that? I'm an alien from a different country, world, actually. How would you say the word, what does Andy mean? If you had to explain Andy to these aliens, how would you describe yourself?
That I'm also an alien.
Really?
Yeah, you know.
What planet are you from?
Uranus. You set me up for that.
Has there ever been a time, Andy, when anything went right?
I think it's going right now.
Okay. But before this, there must have been another moment. Well, when you said you were in Rome, you were having a great time on that movie, right?
I was only on the set of the movie for one day.
But you were having a great time. No?
Offset.
Oh, but not on
the piazza for 30 days.
Right. What was the best
kids?
What was the best thing in Rome that you loved?
Showing my daughter the Colosseum.
Wasn't it great? Rome is great. It's got deep, dark karma, though. Heavy energy, negative energy. Absolutely.
Why do you bring it south? You bring it south every time. You brought it south to your dead.
Right.
People. I don't even remember who they are, but they're dead.
So we're talking about alive. Andy alive, not Andy dead.
Am I still alive?
You're still here with us.
Oh my God, thank God. Right, Brandon?
You're here. So we want to talk about what's going on in the mind of Andy. What's going on, Andy? Tell me, really. What are you feeling? What's going on? I find you very interesting. I find you talented, but I also find you not focused.
Why do I need to be focused?
Well, because then that's when the true essence...
What, am I a Nikon camera?
No.
I'm going to be a Nikon camera.
So basically, what?
Mama, don't take my cold or chrome away.
What's going on with Mama?
I know exactly how... Mama...
Baby mama.
Oh.
What's going on with
baby mama?
That's right. Do you have a baby mama?
Two of them.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that make you feel?
Great.
Cool.
I guess I lucked out.
Obviously.
Brandy, why are you shaking your head, bitch?
She wants to get to the meat and potatoes. So, Andy, I've really followed your career, and it's been a lot of... lot of drama, lot of, what would you call it?
Drama.
Okay.
You got it.
And would you say that you love to get reactions out of people?
Mm-hmm.
Or what's the point?
Yes. Next question.
Okay. And where does that, well, how does that make you feel? Powerful?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the power behind you?
You know what? How many questions are there in this stupid interview?
As many
I'm already
as you want.
Over it.
Are you over it?
He has a lighter. He can't wait to light the bottom of my jeans off.
So anyway, back to...
What? Me?
Reality.
Great.
It's the Andy Dick Show here. And, okay, here's a good question, Andy. It's not a question.
Finally.
All right. When you leave this life, how do you want to be remembered?
I just left for a second.
Okay,
I'm back.
How do you want to be remembered? When you leave this life and they...
Guess what?
What?
I have no control over that. If I left tonight...
Correct.
Which might happen, right?
Correct.
I have no control over what people will say.
And what do you want them to put on your tombstone?
I don't care. You think I give one goddamn?
Maybe.
I have two rules in my world right now.
What are they?
I don't give a shit. and I have nothing to lose. Did you hear me? Just so you, I can recap, and you can listen to me for how I am.
Correct.
I don't give a fucking shit.
Correct.
And this one is even more potent.
Right.
I have nothing to lose.
Right.
Because I've already been raked across the coals.
Correct.
Okay. Are we done with that then?
Okay.
So you can keep talking to me because I don't give a shit and I have nothing to lose. But doctor, I do appreciate you and I love you.
All right.
Because you actually do help me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get aggro with you.
No, but why are you getting angry? What's that tone? Why do you have to
don't
do that? You
bring know? It back to my
Yeah,
dad.
But you don't have to talk like
You're
that.
Right.
That's
right. I said I'm sorry.
All right, but that's like
mostly I'm yelling at Randy.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to yell. You know, I don't like when the Andy that yells.
Which Andy do you like?
I like the one that's nice, soft, and sweet. That's proper.
Yeah,
that's.
I am soft. You might want to feel my skin.
Gary, do you want to kind of sum up what you see, and then Andy can comment.
I think what Andy needs to do is he needs to just decide if he really wants what he really wants, really. I mean, it's that
what
easy.
What I really, really want?
Really, really, really want. And, you know, I think life is short. And if you want to make a mark in this world or you want to be snuffed out, whatever. It's okay.
I am snuffed out.
It's
Thanks.
Okay. Andy, so I'm so glad I got to spend some time with you.
Me
even
too.
Though you don't know if it you liked it or not.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
I want more.
You're not shitting me, are you?
No, of course not. Let's look at me in my eyeballs.
I'm looking at you.
On my daughter's life, I want to spend more time with you.
All right.
Like I'm like already having separation anxiety with you about to leave.
Being serious, Andy, I just want to tell you, whatever happens, it's okay in life.
What does that mean?
Well, that means
whatever happens.
Well, that means whatever choices you make.
You're not judging you. You're not making any sense.
I'm not judging you. I'm just saying I acknowledge who you are, and I love you.
Yeah.
However you want to take that, because you're lovable. And I think you need to just accept love and stop running from it.
I'm not.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
So your mission in life, to just try, I want you just to try.
To do what?
To just say, today I am open to move forward. That's all.
Today I'm open to move forward.
Which means you're giving yourself permission to greatness. Giving yourself permission to just live. All right? And that's all. No, you don't have to be angry. It was so great to be on the show today and to see you up close and personal and to know that you're who you are. There is no other Andy Dick.
Thank you.
So until next time.
Well, really, he really is taking over my show.
Keep thinking good thoughts.
I'm totally fine with it.
Keep thinking good thoughts.
You need to.
And
thank you, Gary. Quinn Medicine
Man.
Is that your name? I can't remember.
It's all good.
Good night.
Goodbye.
No, wait. You say. I want you to
say. Okay. Goodbye. Good night. Until next time with Andy Dick.
Inside the mind of Andy Dick. So many ways to turn. So take your pick. Inside the mind of Andy Dick.
If you are in the United States or Canada and struggling with anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, or a crisis of any kind, please text HOME to 741-741, and a crisis counselor will respond to you right away, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Text HOME to 741-741. And to find more resources and support for addiction, visit addictedpodcast.com/resources or read the show notes of this episode. Please know you are not alone and recovery is possible. It's never too late. Reach out and get help now.